father, I work at Immigrant Women Support Service, and through our work we become very aware of many situations that women from non-English speaking background experience. Domestic and family violence impacts across all cultures, has no boundaries of socioeconomic backgrounds of the individuals, level of education, spiritual beliefs, cultural practices, and age of those involved. What we've become very aware is that every case of domestic and family violence has the potential to be a fatality amongst those who experience it. There are women in various communities who have been sponsored to join husbands who are permanent residents of Australia or are Australian citizens, either from the same background or other backgrounds. And I would like to just focus today's talk on those women. I have chosen that particular group because of the way the media has sensationalized the issues of this particular group of women and being labeled mail order brides or Russian roulettes. The reality is that these women often arrive in this country and are exposed to a number of issues as a result of their situation. They apply to justice, to support, and legal recourse is often further out of reach as a result of not having permanent residency. Some of the issues that they encounter is isolation from family and community that may severely impact on the women's mental and physical well-being. This isolation is often as a direct result of domestic violence in the home, where abusive partners may not allow contact with family here in Australia or with family overseas. The other barrier that women from non-English speaking background experience, or one of many, is that of language skills and ability to confidently negotiate systems in Australia is often a barrier to understand and know about their rights and options in this country. This includes understanding and knowing about what constitutes domestic and family violence in the context of living here. Women often come from countries where domestic and family violence is not acknowledged as a right to healthy living and have no state support. Women may have perceptions that the same rules apply here in this country. Women's husbands often give women false or misleading information about their rights here. Lack of English language skills leads women to not understanding or knowing that they have legal options in this country. These options would be related to family law and immigration law that women have a right to access. The use of professional interpreters in different contexts creates another barrier for women. Often we have the partner or husband who is the interpreter in intimate situations such as accessing a medical doctor. There is a stigma associated with domestic and sexual violence in all communities. This constitutes the family secret, making it difficult for individuals to openly talk about issues of violence in the family. This is particularly so if the perpetrator is a well-respected person in the community who has a very high standard in that community. It's very difficult for women to step out and say this is the abuser. The ongoing fear of being deported holds women back in situations of violence. Women have great fears of being separated from their husbands. Women who are on a spouse or fiancé visa regularly live in constant fear of being deported or forcibly separated from their children. In fact, their residential status is used as a weapon against them by their abusive husbands. Not having access to income or not knowing that they have the option of accessing income often holds women in those situations of violence as well. An example is a woman who actually was eligible to access Centrelink benefits for a number of years, but the partner kept saying that no, she wasn't. Support systems in this country are difficult when you're kept in a situation of isolation. And often the only person that the woman has perceived support from is the abusive perpetrator. Another group of women who come under this sponsored spouse is women who live in rural and remote areas that, in addition to being a woman from non-English speaking background, they live in places where support is very rare. Although domestic and family violence can be said to be a family secret in many communities, the reality is that it is a society's responsibility to stop violence and address the costs associated with it. It is everyone's responsibility to name and talk about the impact of domestic and family violence and talk about healthy relationships where all members are respected. The women we encounter in our professional journeys are often marginalized in their community because of their gender, sexuality. They have made a decision to break patterns of violence. They have challenged socialization patterns they grew up with, or they have come from ethnic groups identified and stigmatized in the broader community. I ask for consideration for all service providers to the barriers for women from non-English speaking background, to using professional interpreters whenever you come across women who need it, to acknowledge diversity in our community and what this implies for service, to take a minute and seek out the other side of the stories illustrated by the media. I suggest today, considering the complexity of the impact of domestic and sexual violence on women and their children, as a community, we must continue to take a stand against violence. As a community, we must also challenge global violence that does not always remain in other countries, but filters into the home life of so many women and children. At IWES, we see women who have been victims of war, of domestic and sexual violence in their countries, but also of domestic and sexual violence in this country.